When he booked, he realised he made a mistake.
Hey, Kislev, Monday the 5th of December, Rabbi Yeshaya Stroh. Making Kiddush at home after attending a Kiddush at shul.
Good morning, Shalom Aleichem. Boker Tov. I was in Panama. And I was staying at family where the grandfather is one of the Rabbonim in Panama. And on Shabbos in the morning, we came home after Shachris, and I made Kiddush, and I was moitzi the Bala Boss's wife, his daughters, the men already made Kiddush in shul. After finishing Kiddush, the Rav, the grandfather, who B'nai Ho is well over 90, he said to me, "Did you say Ala Geffen?" I said, "No." So he asked me, "Well, why not? Did you not drink wine?" I said, "Yes." So he said, "If you drank wine, you need to say Ala Geffen." So I said to him, "But I'm going to wash now." He said, "But so what? You drank wine. You need to make Ala Geffen." So, we all know you don't start with a rabbi in Panama over 90 years old. But I decided I'll say Ala Geffen quietly, Kiilu. I'll say Ala Geffen, and I said, Ala Geffen, and everyone said Amen, and I went to wash. But the thing which happened was very interesting. Where did he get this idea from? He may be old, he may have Alzheimer, he may be a Rav in Panama. All the possibilities to say that he doesn't know what he's talking about. But at the same time, there must be something to say such a thing. There must be something behind it. And it struck me when I went back to Eretz Yisrael, I asked a lot of Rabbonim, asked a lot of Poiskim, and obviously, everyone said, you know, don't take interest. It's against the Shulchan Aruch, the Halacha Lemaisa, we paskan. For sure, someone when they make Kiddush, even if they drank a bottle of wine, they won't say Ala Geffen.
Every Friday night,
every Shabbos morning, there's no reason to say Ala Geffen.
Had you already made Kiddush in shul?
What was that?
Had you already made Kiddush in shul?
One second. That's what I'm going to speak about now. Now, here, the question which I'd like to bring up is like this. It says in the Halacha, when someone eats something before the meal, for example, someone has an apple before the meal, and then he washes, he made Boripia, he ate a piece of apple, he ate a whole apple, as he had a shir for sure, and then he washes. This person is mechuyev to say Boripia Foshes. The benching which he makes after the meal does not help for something which he ate before the meal. When someone eats something before the meal or drinks something before the meal, it does not help to bench when you finish eating in order to be potter for making the brocha achorina. So, the Rishonim speak about when we make Kiddush, why is it we don't make Ala Geffen? We drank a cup of wine before the meal, and we drank a share, we drank a revis, okay, when someone drinks a revis. So we should now have to say Ala Geffen. Why do we not say Ala Geffen before we start the meal? Come to Yeshayim and say that since there's a halach of Ein Kiddush Elo B'Mokim Suda, Kiddush has to be where we're going to play B'Mokim Suda. So therefore the Kiddush is connected to the meal. Like someone who has something, what we call hors d'oeuvre, I think it's hors d'oeuvre, that's what we learned in school. That you have something before the meal, and it's in order to open up your appetite. Such a thing belongs to the meal. So even if you have it before you make hamoitzi, you won't say a brocha achroina. In the same way, someone who has wine, he has kiddush before the meal, since the kiddush has to be connected to the meal, therefore, you don't make a brocha achroina. If someone makes havdalah And straight after Havdalah, they want to have a Melava Malka, and they want to wash. Since there's no halach of Ein Havdalah B'Mokim Suda, so when someone makes Havdalah and then he has his Melava Malka, before he starts his Melava Malka, he has to say Al HaGefen. But someone who makes Kiddush before he has a meal, he does not say Al HaGefen because Ein Kiddush Elo B'Mokim Suda. So the question is like this. Someone goes to Shul, he goes to Kiddush in Shul. He goes to someone's house, and he already heard Kiddush. He now comes home, and he makes Kiddush for his wife, he makes Kiddush for his children. But he's already been Yotze Kiddush. He does not now have a din, Ein Kiddush Elo B'Mokim Suda. For him it's not Kiddush. He's just saying very Priya Gofen, and his wife is Yotze Kiddush, but for him it's not Kiddush at all. If so, is this person potter for making a bracha ala gefen? Or since he's already made kiddush, he doesn't have a halacha of ein kiddush elav mokim suda. So now he's drinking wine after hearing kiddush in shul. Does he need to say ala gefen after drinking this wine? That was a question which this Rav of over 90 years old in Panama suddenly made me realize that possibly after going to shul, when you come home, if you make kiddush, since you've already made kiddush, so by you drinking a cup of wine now, it does not belong to the meal, because there's no halach of ein kiddush elav mokim suda. So maybe you'll have to make al hagefen.
The kiddush in shul wasn't al suda.
Was that?
That's right.
No, that's considered the suda to be yotze kiddush. No, Shabbos morning. So, you went to a kiddush, someone has a baby. Someone's making a bar mitzvah, an oifel. So you went to a kiddush on Shabbos morning, no kiddush on Friday night. You went to a kiddush on Shabbos morning, you yotze kiddush. Now you go home, you make kiddush just for your wife, but not for yourself. So what? So what? But you don't need to have a suda now, so it's not considered part of the meal.
You're not getting to have a suda later. You get to have a suda.
Because it's like having a Melava Malka now. You're making Havdalah, you're having a Melava Malka. You don't have to, so if you don't have to...
If you've seen the Kaddish on wine,
yes.
Is that Megara Tav Samachal, is that still a Chelik of the Suda?
Havdalah is not. So Kiddush is also... The only reason that you don't say Al HaGefen is because Ein Kiddush Elav Mokim Suda. That's the only reason. There's no other reason. It's a Shenius. So, Lemaisa... I looked and I asked, and I found Avozna and the Shevet Halevi was asked this question. Avozna was asked this question in Chilek Tes, and Avozna, when you look at the answer, if you understand, if you see how to read, it seems very much that Avozna felt that really it's true. A person should say Al HaGefen. He said, Afal Bikain, he doesn't say Al HaGefen. Why? Because it's considered Kiddush. Even though we see that he should say Al HaGefen, Afal Pi Kein he doesn't. Even though we see in another place he should say Al HaGefen, Afal Pi Kein he doesn't. And when you read the Tshuva of Avozna, it seems that he's pushing that you don't say Al HaGefen, even though it doesn't seem to be what should be. Really a person should say Al HaGefen. The Shmir HaShabbos Kilchosa brings that Rav Shlomo Zalman had this sofek. And because of that, Rav Shlomo Zalman said, when someone goes to Kiddush and Shul, goes to Kiddush on Shabbos, and after that he comes home, he makes Kiddush to be Moitzi, his wife, and his children, in such a situation, a person should have kavona when they make Kiddush, when they drink the wine, that when they make Moitzi HaGofen, they intend drinking wine in the meal, and they want to be Moitzi, the wine they're going to drink in the meal. If you do that, you have something before the meal, and your kavona is that you want to eat the same thing during the meal, and you want to be poited. Someone's having ice cream before the meal, and they wanted to help for the ice cream they're going to eat in the meal, you don't make a bracha during the meal, and you don't make a bracha achroina. So Rav Shlomo Zalman said, when someone makes kiddush having kiddush on Shabbos, he should have kavona when he makes kiddush, that he wants to drink wine during the meal. He wants to be part of the wine he's going to drink in the meal, and obviously to drink wine during the meal, because otherwise it's just a joke. Bar Koponim, one interesting halacha which could come out, and obviously I'm not saying halacha lemais, nothing's halacha lemais, it's just to start of the morning with a good, few good haoras, interesting things. There's another interesting problem which I'd like to bring up. I haven't found this written down anywhere. I looked and I asked and I've spoken to many people about it. Very, very interesting, maybe also complicated problem which could happen to someone who goes to a Kiddush. Okay, I will say it slowly in order that we finish till 9 o'clock, but you understand. The Shulchan Aruch brings three shittas about how much wine, how to drink the wine when we make Kiddush. The first shitta is that someone present during Kiddush has to drink a Meloi Lugmov. Meloi Lugmov, however much it is, I don't want to go into it, but someone present at the Kiddush has to drink a Meloi Lugmov. That's, what's that?
Person
present at the Kiddush. Someone who's one of the Mesubin, it says in the Shulchan Aruch, one of the Mesubin needs to drink a Meloi Lugmov. It could be him, it could be his wife, it could be his son, it could be his daughter, which is Bar Mitzvah, Bas Mitzvah. It could be someone who's present during Kiddush has to drink Meloi Lugmov. That's the first shitta. The second shitta is that it doesn't need, no one needs to drink a Meloi Lugmov, but we all together have to drink a Meloi Lugmov. So if everyone drinks a bit, if all together we drink a Meloi Lugmov, that's also enough. It has to be a Meloi Lugmov. To drink a tiny bit is not enough. It has to be a Meloi Lugmov, but everyone can drink a bit and it'll add up to a Meloi Lugmov for you. So that's the second shitta. The third shitta is that the person making Kiddush himself, he has to drink a Meloi Lugmov. So the first shitta is that one of the people sitting at the Kiddush, present at the Kiddush, he has to drink a Meloi Lugmov. The second shitta is that no one needs to drink a Meloi Lugmov, but together a Meloi Lugmov has to be drank. The third shitta is that the person making Kiddush himself, he has to drink a Meloi Lugmov. These are the three shittas in the Shulchan Aruch. So the first shitta, which is the main shitta, the halacha, I'm not saying halacha lemaisa, but the main shitta, the halacha, is that the person making Kiddush, one of the people present at Kiddush has to drink a Meloi Lugmov. Why am I saying...
Everyone?
No, not everyone. One of the people present has to drink a Meloi Lugmov. Why am I saying it's not halacha, not the maisa? Because my father told me that Rabbi Duna once told him that it's enough if everyone drinks a bit to have a Meloi Lugmov. You don't need to drink. Rabbi Duna told my father, I asked Rabbi Duna this week, that, you know, did that mean Rabbi Duna held that was the halacha? Because it's a very strange shitta, even though it's brought down the Shulchan Aruch. So Rabbi Duna said that he obviously thought that your father possibly is unable to drink so much wine. So he won't tell you, but you don't need to force yourself to drink so much wine. Everyone, so I don't know, I don't want to say what halacha lemaisa a person has to do. But the first shitta in the Shulchan Aruch is that one of the people present has to drink a Meloi Lugmov. In the Mishnah Berurah it says that it seems in the Shulchan Aruch that it has to be one of the people present. What happens if someone makes Kiddush, and when he finishes Kiddush, someone comes in from outside, and the person says, listen, I can't drink the wine. Could you drink the wine instead of me? Can someone who was not present at Kiddush, can he drink the Meloi Lugmov? Or does it have to be dafka someone who's present at the time of Kiddush? It says in the Mishnah Berurah that it seems that if someone comes in from outside to drink the wine, and he drinks the wine, we're not Yotzer Kiddush. It has to be someone who's present at Kiddush. That's what it says in the Mishnah Berurah, in Siman Reish Ayin Aleph, that the person who drinks the wine has to be someone present. That has to be the person who's making Kiddush. It could be one of the other people, but the person who drinks the wine has to be present when we make the Kiddush.
Yes, also.
Sorry, okay. The Kiddush or the Bar Pia Goffin?
The Kiddush.
Kiddush as well.
The Kiddush, yeah. Now, says there's a Sefer which brings the Hanhoges of the Chazon Ish. The Sefer brings the Hanhoges of the Chazon Ish. The Chazon Ish on Moitzi Shabbos Chazoin. he needs to make havdalah, but there's a problem on Motzei Shabbos Chazon to drink the wine. He could not drink the wine. He could, but the Eved. So you take a child, and you give the child to drink the wine. The Chazon Ish did not have children. So it says that the Chazon Ish on Motzei Shabbos Chazon would take someone else's child, ask someone to send his son, to have Avdolah, and he'd drink the Choshev HaKos of Shabloch of the Chazon Ish. Says in the Hanhogos of the Chazon Ish, the Chazon Ish was makpid, that the child who it's called to drink the wine would be a child who did not yet hear Havdalah. Why? Because if the child's already heard Havdalah, he can't drink the wine, because he's not considered someone who's present at the time of Kiddush. That's what it says in the Anhogris of the Chazon Ish, B'Shem Reb Chaim Kanievsky. This is the reason why the Chazon Ish especially took a child who did not yet hear Havdalah, in order that the child would be able to drink the wine. Because if the child heard Havdalah, by him drinking the wine, it will not help for the Chazon Ish. I heard that there's another thing written B'Shem the Chazon Ish, that the Chazon Ish had high sugar. And he had a second problem drinking the wine. This problem was not only on Motzei Shabbos Chazon. Every time when he made Kiddush or Avdolah, he had a problem. So by Kiddush, his wife could drink the wine. But by Avdolah, where there's a problem for the women to drink the wine, it grows a beard, I don't know what happens. So therefore, he had to take a child. Grape juice also has sugar in. So he had to take a child. So you would take a child who did not yet hear Havdalah. Because a child who's heard Havdalah, a child of Och who's heard Havdalah, it will not help if he drinks the wine. Ad kan, b'shem the Chazon Ish. So I want to now ask an interesting question. Someone goes on Shabbos to a Kiddush, Shabbos morning. He goes to a Kiddush. He already made Kiddush. He now comes home and is making Kiddush for his wife. For the person making Kiddush, the father making Kiddush, it's not Kiddush. He's already heard Kiddush. He's just saying, Boi Pri Agofen, and drinking some wine, and his wife will be Yoitza Kiddush, and she'll drink the wine. But for him, it's not Kiddush. If he drinks Meloi Lugmov, his wife only drinks a Lechaim, a tiny bit. He drinks a Meloi Lugmov, she drinks a tiny bit. When he drinks the wine, for him it's not Kiddush. Can his drinking wine help his wife be Yoitza Kiddush or not? One second, we go back. The Chazon Ish said that the person who drinks the wine has to be a person who's Yoitza Kiddush. He would only take a child to hear Havdalah who has not yet heard Havdalah. Because a child who's heard Havdalah cannot drink his wine. The wine he drinks will not help in order for the Chazon Ish to be Yoitza Havdalah. So I've made Kiddush in Shul. I don't need to make Kiddush now. I can come home and wash and eat without making Kiddush. My wife needs to hear Kiddush. So when I make Kiddush now, for me it's not Kiddush. It's time to drink wine. We don't say Halakha, we said before, Shlomo Zalman says, has kavona. Vosna says, it helps. Bal Koponim, we don't say Halakha, but it's not Kiddush, that's for sure. I don't need to make Kiddush. It's Kiddush for my wife. For me it's not Kiddush. When I make Kiddush for my wife after hearing Kiddush in Shul, I drink the Meloi Lugmov. Can my drinking the Meloi Lugmov make my wife potter from Kiddush or not? Yes. Who said yes? Yes, why?
Shabbos morning.
What was that?
It's not Friday night, it's Shabbos morning.
Yes.
Well, there's a difference.
Why? It's Durabonon like Havdalah. Havdalah is also Durabonon. Havdalah is also Durabonon.
Maybe.
It is. I would like to bring another halacha, interesting halacha. And I'm just bringing up the subject. It says in another interesting halacha which is connected to this, and I just want to prove a point in order to make us aware that things are not easy, even though that's what we're doing and we'll continue doing it ad me'ev esim till someone will tell us we're not right. It says in the halacha, someone who made a neda, he's not going to drink wine. A person who said he's never going to drink wine and he now has to make kiddush. So what are the solutions for someone who's not allowed to drink wine because he made a neder? How can he make kiddush? The first possibility, it says, he should make kiddush and his wife, his son, someone else to drink a wine. That's very basic. Make kiddush. You don't have to drink the wine. Someone else can drink the wine. You eat the kiddush. That's the first possibility. Second possibility, make kiddush on bread, on challahs. Second possibility. To make kiddush on challahs is not lechatchila. Because there are a lot of Rishonim who say you cannot make kiddush on challahs. But he's got no choice. He can't drink wine. Make kiddush on challahs. Third possibility. What's the third possibility? He's not at home. So what, he's got no one at home. What should he do? It says he should go to someone else's house who's making kiddush and be yoitza this other person's kiddush. Obviously he'll have to eat something there. So he'll be b'mokim suda. So he'll go to someone else's house who's making kiddush for himself and he'll be yoitza this other person's kiddush. It says in the Mishnah Berurah, he should go to someone else's house who's making kiddush, and the person's making kiddush for himself. I'm going to go to my neighbor's house, and when my neighbor's making kiddush for himself, then I'll be yoitza on his kiddush. Now, it's mashma, it's only a diuk, mashma. What happens if I go to my neighbor's house and my neighbor's already made kiddush? My neighbor's already made kiddush. Can I tell my neighbor, do me a favor, I can't drink wine. Can you make kiddush for me and be moitzi me? Now, when someone, for example, he has a problem, he doesn't know how to read, he doesn't know the words, and I'm all right, he can't speak, he can't make kiddush. Someone cannot make kiddush, but he can drink the wine. It says in the halacha, if someone cannot make kiddush, he can tell someone else, you make kiddush for me, even though the person's had kiddush. He can tell the person, you make kiddush for me, and I'll drink the wine. There's no problem to do such thing. That's what happens on Friday night. In shul, the person makes kiddush, he doesn't drink the wine, and he's moitzi the kintler, whoever he's moitzi, he does not drink the wine, he's not yoitza kiddush, but you can make kiddush for someone else. Even if you're not drinking the wine, you're allowed to make kiddush for someone else. It's called alvus. The person is responsible for other people to keep the mitzvahs, so you can make kiddush for someone else. So when I go to my neighbor and I tell my neighbor, listen, you make kiddush for me, and I'm going to drink the wine, there's no problem doing such a thing. Here we're talking about a situation where he's making kiddush for me, but I cannot drink the wine. He's going to drink the wine. It says in the Mishnah Berurah, the only, I'm saying it's a diuk, it might not be right. The only way I can do it is if this person's making kiddush for himself and then he's going to drink the wine, then it will help. It's mashma. But if he's not making kiddush for himself, he's only making kiddush for me, if I'm not drinking the wine, it's not going to help. So we come back to our situation. I make kiddush on Shabbos morning in shul. And I now come home in shul, in someone's house. I've had a kiddush on Shabbos. I now come home and I'm making kiddush, not for myself. I'm making kiddush for my wife. For me, it's not kiddush. When I drink the wine, will this help for my wife to be yoitza kiddush if she does not drink a meloy lugmus? That's the question. She said yes. And I don't yet know how to explain it. But obviously that's what we do. I didn't find anyone who asked the question. But it's a very interesting thing to speak about. So far, two heroes. First, when someone goes to a kiddush on Shabbos, he comes home, he makes kiddush again. Rav Shlomo Zalman says it's possible that he needs to say Ala Gefen, therefore he should have kavana, that he plans drinking wine during the meal, and drink wine during the meal. It's not ma'akev if he didn't have the kavana, he won't make a bracha achorina. Avosna says he won't make a bracha achorina. But al koponim, that's one thing. The second thing is how, better when we make kiddush in shul, in someone's house, we have a kiddush, and after we come home, make kiddush for our wife, is it enough when I drink the wine to make her be yoitza the Kiddush or not.
Why don't people do it?
Oh, if he eat that, that's fine. I'm saying what people do. Solutions, we have solutions. You can make our own Kiddush. Mm-hmm. I'm saying what we do, what's been happening till today, and it's going to happen, Be'ezah Hashem, Ad Biasko, it's said again after that as well, is that we're going to make Kiddush at home, and our wives after that, we're going to make Kiddush at home, and my wife won't drink Miloy Lukmov. That's what's going to happen, Be'ezah Hashem. It's not enough to say that it's considered kiddush to be, even though I'm making kiddush again because of a sofik, it's not a sofik because it's worse than a sofik. If the kiddush you made in shul you're not yoitza, you cannot eat cakes. You cannot eat cakes at kiddush. You ate cakes at the kiddush, you're showing that the kiddush helped. So you can't say, no, I'm going to make kiddush at home again because maybe that kiddush didn't help and I didn't have and I ate before. You can't do such a thing. Okay, the third interesting, which clock's right? Which clock's wrong? Don't look, interesting. The third question, I don't know what the minhag here is in each person's house. I know what I do. I know a lot of the literature people do in Eretz Yisrael. But when someone makes kiddush on Friday night, it says in the stand up when making kiddush, and it says to sit down. It says stand up when you make vayichulu, and sit down after make when you come to Bo'ei Priyag Ofen. Now, what's the reason to sit down when we make Bo'ei Priyag Ofen? So it says there are two reasons. The first reason, very strange reason, it says in kiddush edo b'mokim suda, and when you sit down, it's considered more b'mokim suda. It's a strange reason. We're not going into it. The second reason. There's a halacha, very important halacha. When you want to make a bracha to be moitzi someone, a birkas hanenin, there's a halacha that we have to be connected. We have to have a kvius. When we want to make a bracha, we want to make hamoitzi, we want to make Bo'ei Priyag Ofen, we want to be moitzi other people, there has to be a kvius. We have to be together. The way to be together is if we're all sitting down. If we're not sitting down, then each one's with his own cake or with his own, by himself. You cannot be moitzi lechatchila b'di'evet, he'll be yoitza b'di'evet. You can't be yoitza lechatchila people with a birkas hanenin unless they're sitting down. That's the halacha. So when we make kiddush, to sit down because we're moitzi other people. When we make havdalah, it also says we should sit down because we're moitzi other people. That's what it says when someone makes havdalah, moitzi other people, we should sit down. It says in the Mishnah Berurah Mefurish, there's no diokim, it says Mefurish. If someone makes Havdalah by himself, even if he always sits down when he makes Havdalah, but when he makes Havdalah by himself, he's not waiting any other people, he should stand up. It says Mefurish in the Mishnah Berurah. No discounts. Okay, when someone's making Havdalah by himself, he should stand up. The whole halacha to sit down, Mari. That's what it says in the Mishnah Berurah Mefurash. The only way to sit down. By Kiddush, there's another reason to sit down because Kiddush Mokim Suda. So even if you make Kiddush by yourself, you have Kiddush Mokim Suda, you sit down. It's nearly 9 o'clock. Those who want to go are dismissed.